Brian Caribou joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. And Brian, we didn't get a chance to talk about the Packers' loss to the Colts the other day. And we're not going to, because I'm not over it yet, and I don't want to. I think, did this loss sting more than the Seahawks one, just because it just, we didn't lose because we got screwed. We lose because we were bad.
They sting almost equally as much, I guess. I suppose the Seahawks game will always be remembered in history for just the way it ended and the way the replacement refs, their careers ended, The NFL comes to the decision the next few days to get the regular refs back. But, I mean, for the Packers to collapse the way they did in the second half against the Colts, giving up an 18-point halftime lead, that one certainly hurts as well and will be remembered in its own right.
You know, you think about the losses this season, the San Francisco 49er game, you think, well, Niners are like the best team in the league. Then the Seattle game, you think, well, we kind of got screwed by the officials. Then the Colts game, and you think, well, are we even a good team? That's been the question. A lot of talking heads talking about that. Are the Packers a playoff team at this point? And let's say, which all the talking heads again, and I don't consider us talking heads, Brian, but all the talking heads are going to predict the Packers to lose this weekend at 2-4. I mean, even if we do win, we're 3-3. Do we have a shot at the playoffs? Is this team good enough to overcome what's happened already here in 2012?
You know, the jury's still out, I guess. It's certainly not the same Packers team that it was last year. I mean, last year they lost only one regular season game all year. They've tripled that already through 5 weeks of the season. But, I mean, you know, this week will be a barometer of how good this Packers team is. They're facing arguably one of the best teams in the NFL in the Houston Texans, maybe the best. So if the Packers can rise to the occasion and beat a good team like this, we'll know whether they're for real or not.
They're going to rise to the occasion without a lot of key guys. Cedric Benson out until, I think, week 14. Put on the new IR that you can come off of later in the season. But the rest of the team banged up as well. Do we know anything about Jennings or Raji or Finley or who's not playing this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, the Packers have a lot of injury question marks right now, and it is unknown whether they'll play. Greg Jennings, B.J. Raji, Jermichael Finley, and now even new tight end D.J. Williams just added to the injury list yesterday with a hamstring injury. Their status is all up in the air. Head coach Mike McCarthy said they wouldn't practice all week until maybe Friday, maybe today. So perhaps we'll get a better idea today when the Packers practice whether they'll be available or not. But yeah, as of now, they have not practiced at all this week, so we're waiting to find out more.
Alex Green going to be taking over for Cedric Benson. That's the one injury that we do know. Alex Green, I think, had a pretty impressive preseason. We got a nice look at him during those 4 weeks. Are we confident with him as a starting back? Or I think I saw McCarthy say Green's going to get the first carry, and then it's between him, Starks, and Sane as to who's going to get the rest.
Yeah, you're going to see Alex Green get the start and get the first carry. And, he did have a good performance last week, had a 41-yard run against the Colts there in the fourth quarter when the Packers briefly took the lead. That his run led to a touchdown. And, it's what McCarthy said. He's going to go with the hot hand, you know. James Starks will be active more than likely for the first game all year this Sunday against the Texans, and he'll get some playing time. And between him and Green, whoever is playing the best is going to end up seeing the most snaps as the game wears on. And you'll probably see, you know, a couple other guys share carries here and there between fullback John Kuhn and Randall Cobb and maybe even Brandon Sane. So it'll kind of be a running back by committee approach.
Now, are we going to use that, though? I thought last week at the game we didn't utilize the running game as much as we should have all season long. I feel like we're passing in situations when maybe we could be running a little bit. Are you okay with the way Mike McCarthy's calling the game so far? Do you want to see them commit more to the run, or should we not get away from what we are, which is a quick, dynamic passing offense? I'm going to...
Yeah,
I was just going to interrupt myself because then the passing offense, Brian, we're not doing slants. We're not throwing deep balls. I don't know. You look at last year's offense. You look at this year's offense. They're not even the same team. With the nine questions I just asked you, please answer one.
Mike McCarthy has made mistakes in two games this year that have cost the Packers. In the Seahawks game and the Colts game, he's kind of abandoned the run and really should not have. I mean, I know the Packers are not known as this powerful ground game or anything like that, but, to get so far away from the run game where you simply neglect it, that's what McCarthy's done in two of those games as the play caller, and it's really created an imbalance in the offense. And, you know, you just have to create a semblance of balance, especially when you're up by 18 points at halftime, like you saw against the Colts. It's time to run the ball a little, time to control the clock, time to run, milk that clock down. So, yeah, I mean, you go with what's working. If the pass is working, go with it, but don't ignore the run completely.
Despite all these negatives, for some reason, I still feel like the Packers are going to go down to Houston and come away with a victory. Is there any part of you that feels the same way?
Yeah, there is a small part of me. I saw a stat this week. The Packers have the best winning percentage in the history of the NFL on Sunday night games. There's something like 18-5 all time. So that gives you a little bit of hope. I mean, I don't know how much that means going into the game.
But it's fun.
Exactly. It's a fun little stat to cite. So, but, I mean, they seem to rise to the occasion against good opponents. So they've certainly had some nice victories in the past under Mike McCarthy in big games like this, nationally televised. So, I think the Packers can do it. I'm not exactly confident. I'm not going to predict them to win, but, in the any given Sunday league here, I'm certainly not counting them out.
Well, we look forward to finding out if they can do it. Coverage starts 5 o'clock on K107.1. The kickoff at 7:20. That's this Sunday night, Packers-Texans on K107.1. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, buddy, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.